You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 167. Can you guys believe it? I have interviewed over 100 powerhouse, insane, awesome women on this show, and I wanted to sum up the big takeaways that I found from interviewing the women who are inspiring us daily. If you've been following along for a while, you'll know that we have interviewed everyone from authors, influencers, CEOs, moms, athletes, and beyond, all of them with a unique story, all of them with an irreplaceable impact, but all of them with overlapping themes. The beauty of this episode, it will apply to you. There is no strict rule book to success, but there are five key things that are likely holding us all back and making us feel alone. And today we're going to show you the top five trends I found after interviewing 100 women. Before we dive on in, I want to read the review of the week from Brianne Bell Johnson. The review is titled Game Changer. I like her already. I am so incredibly happy to have found Jenna Kutcher and her Gold Digger podcast. Her story, drive, and dedication to her work and followers is amazing. You really feel like you know her and can call her a friend. Her podcast has literally changed the way I run my business. She has amazing guests that come on the show, and between Jenna and all of her amazing guests, you know you will hear amazing, inspiring, uplifting, motivating content every single time. Whenever I need some inspiration, have a long drive, or feel overwhelmed while editing photos, I turn on this podcast and immediately feel recharged and ready to kick some behind. I think everyone should listen to this podcast, every business owner and entrepreneur. You will not regret tuning in. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you, Brianne, for leaving that review. I am so grateful that you tune in and have shared such sweet words. Like, can I blow those up and put them in my office on recording days? I appreciate all of you gold diggers. And without further ado, let's dive on into today's show.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
No path is the same. This is number one. Gold diggers, let this sink in. No path is the same. Your journey, it's going to look completely different than the women next to you, or mine, or your mom's, or your coworkers. Each of us is unique, and our paths are going to reflect that. I often get questions on exactly how did I do something, what my past experience was, or why I chose something over something else. And the truth is that I was just doing the best I could on the path that I was on. For some of us, we know exactly what we want in a career at age 8. And for others, we don't figure it out until we're middle-aged or, heck, retirement age. Some of us, we have a side hustle. Some of us are in college. Some of us are working behind a desk and loving it. And some of us are working behind a desk and hating it. But my point is that after interviewing over 100 women, one of the biggest things that I realized is that no one's journey is going to look like yours, my friend, and that is beautiful. Just thinking back to Lori Harder's venture from fitness to business and beyond, and from Jonna Holmgren's journey as a chalk artist to a cookbook author. Yes, really. Amanda Bucci's journey from nursing to fitness. Danielle Prahl's unique venture from a hair salon owner to a computer coder to a launch manager. It is safe to say that there are many unique stories shared on this show, and yours is just as special. My point here, no one's journey looks just like yours, and no one else truly understands what you are feeling inside. Not your husband, your mom, your best friend. Truly, only you can know what your path has felt like and the way that your path is unfolding. And the bonus points, like, life is going to surprise you. No one can perfectly plan their own path, but we all have to be open and engaged in order to make our own big break. We all have to take different roads. We've had different opportunities. We've faced different failures. And there is no one-size-fits-all system that has led us each to where we are today. The good news is that the path that you're on, it's the right one because you're on it. I remember one of my friends, she was saying, like, if the path is well paved and well lit, it's probably not your path. And I remember thinking, wow, like, this is so important, because a lot of times we're just so busy looking at everyone else. Like, what are they doing? How are they navigating this? What are they launching? How are they putting themselves out into the world? And we so quickly start to emulate other people. Sometimes intentionally, and sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it. But what I think has been so, so encouraging about this podcast is that every guest has shared their struggle. They've shared the different points where they've wanted to quit. They've shared the days that they've questioned, can they really do this? They've shared the hardship and the excitement. And it just has to affirm us as human beings that our journeys are all different. They're not linear. They're not straight or well-paved. They're going to all look different. And I think that's really beautiful. Number two is perseverance is huge. Each story held times where we've been told no, or that we're not enough, or that our dreams are too impossible, and pushing through that and pressing on is a huge trait that I've recognized in the over 100 women that I've interviewed. You remember stories from the early days of my photography business where I literally reached out to anyone and everyone who got engaged. Did I get some yeses? Sure. But did I get a ton of no's along the way? Yes. I've heard a lot about big no's and small no's from our guests. In episode 148, Brandis Daniels taught us the art of sponsorships, and hearing no is simply part of the journey. But if you stick at it long enough, those no's, they might turn into yeses. There were also bigger no's along the way as well. Jacqueline Johnson's episode told us about her amazing plush job that suddenly laid her off during the stock market crash. We learned that every single person that is chasing their dreams have faced a lot of hard no's. And that shouldn't discourage you. That should affirm you. Like, we are all getting told no every single day. I get told no every single day. There are so many big God dreams on my heart that I've gotten told no to over and over and over again. And yet I'm still rising up each day and trying. And so if you have these issues, if you feel like you're just constantly getting turned down, I want to teach you how to reframe your thinking. How can the word no get you to your dreams? You can use no as an opportunity to get very strong in your why. Like, what is your why? Your why is the reason why you started this in the first place, the reason why you put in the long hours and the late nights. Holding tight to your fire and your why is going to ensure that you will pursue the right doors, that those right doors are going to open, and that the wrong doors will stay shut. There will be long days and days you want to quit and stressful moments, and you have to want it so badly because it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. And your why is that peace that you come back to. It's that peace that keeps you grounded. It's that peace that makes no not feel like no never. It could just be no not right now. There are so many things that are happening in my life right now where I look back and they've been years in the making. They've been no's that turned into yeses. And they've been things that I have wanted to do at the deepest desire of my heart, but I've told I couldn't. And now they're suddenly opening. And so when you continue to go back to your why, when your mission and your vision are so strong that people are just excited to jump aboard, you're going to see that no's save you sometimes. They save you from mistakes. They save you from wasted hours. They save you from doing things just because of FOMO. And so you have to trust in life's timing. I've learned to think of every no as just this opportunity for a better yes that's just around the corner. And gold diggers, there's undoubtedly going to be times that you're going to get turned down and you're going to hear no. But here is my biggest takeaway. Just because someone told you no doesn't mean you can't come back with a yes, I can. And I also want to note that it is important that you protect your no's. Like, you say no, because we are all yes girls. I know you. I know you are a people pleaser and you want to make the world so happy. And your mission in life is to just inspire other people and say yes to everyone. But I want for you to take this lesson and realize that you need to guard your best yeses. This is something that took me a long time to understand. But when I have guests on the show now, I know what their best yeses are. And I know that they're saying no a lot more than they're saying yes. And so take a whole tip about the word no. It does not have to be a negative. Whether you're hearing it or you're saying it, it can be a way to protect the best yeses, the best opportunities, and the best pursuits to make your dreams happen. Now, let's dive on in to number three. Failure is going to happen. And the best part, it's okay. Failure can be a friend and not a foe. I can think of so many beautiful examples of failure on this show. On a personal note, I vividly remember sharing my own personal failures and shortcomings in episode 15, episode 79, episode 127. Those 10 things I'm afraid to tell you, oh, those episodes cut to the core of the mistakes I've made and the things that really hold me back. And we also heard in Beth Kirby's journey of twists and turns with mental health battles and failing out of college before she started her crazy incredible business, Local Milk. We heard about a quite literal loss from Nastia Lukin's dramatic gymnastics finish in episode 188. I mean, that episode moved me to tears. Failure is a part of the journey, but in each of these episodes, there was a redemption song. And if you're waiting for yours, something tells me it's coming. In each of these episodes, our guests highlighted when they had failed, when they had gotten lost, been stagnant, but always they found their way if they shifted their perspective and adjusted their sails. Oftentimes, when we reflect on our lives, it's the failures that set the foundation for greatness. It is those really low moments that cause us to pause, reevaluate, and ultimately shape our lives. I really want for you to think back to times in your business, your education, your relationships, heck, your life in general, where you have failed. Big moments and small, consider them all, and then think about what came out of those failures. Yes, there may have been some difficult emotions and setbacks, but ultimately, most of our failures bring about new life, new successes, new experiences, and new dreams. I remember my first year of shooting weddings alone. There was a time I thought, I'm out. I'm done. I cannot do this. I had accidentally lost a chunk of images from a wedding day, a wedding photographer's worst nightmare. Now, this was due to a lack of systems. This was due to a lack of backup and paying a second shooter. There were so many mistakes I made. And I remember staying in bed for a week, just bawling my eyes out. Like, I cannot do this. That lesson alone taught me so many things about running a business. It taught me about attracting the right clients, the clients who are always going to think the best of you, even in the worst of situations. It taught me to set up systems that are repeatable and sustainable. It taught me to invest in my business by hiring help and saying, I cannot do this alone. There were so many lessons that came out of that one failure. And so now on, I don't look at anything as a success or a failure. I look at everything as an experiment. Some experiments, they go really well. And some experiments, oh my gosh, they blow up in your face. But here's the deal. When you shift the way that you think about failure, and when you say, this is all just one big experiment, let's just try it out and see what happens, it takes that pressure off of labeling things, and it really helps you to learn from every opportunity. Funny enough, some of my favorite stories on this show were stories about failure. I felt like in every scenario, failure was a catalyst to success. Gold diggers, I want you to remember that failure is not something that's going to ruin you. It's actually a jumping point towards your dreams. So if you're sitting here and you're like, but Jenna, you don't know how bad I failed. I do, because I've been there. And I want for you to listen to these episodes as these guests share their stories, not just of success, but of those times where they felt like they could never come back. Because my friend, we can all say me too. And I think that's one of the best trends I caught while interviewing over 100 women. Number four, let's just say a little amen. Nobody has this figured out. Can I say this louder for the people in the back? No one out there has ever had all the secrets or knows exactly what's going on. Believe it or not, everyone starts at point zero just like you. And while I'm fully aware that people have different situations and circumstances, every single one of us, every single human being is figuring it out as they go. Now that I'm the age where I can choose how I'm going to raise my family, I look at my parents through such different eyes. They had no idea what they were doing. And when you're a kid, your parents are like the end all be all. Like, they know everything. They are the smartest people you've ever met. And now that I'm the age that my mom was when she had me, I'm realizing, oh my gosh, like, they didn't even have Google, and yet they made it through. And so I love to look at the human race, realizing, acknowledging, none of us has it figured out. Like, no one has the perfect vision for what's next. No one has a secret rule book to success. No one has their life fully together, because we are all human. And I think that is the most refreshing part of all of these stories that the women have shared on this show. This authentic truth that none of us have it figured out. Even the ones who seem perfect in the social media world, to put it simply, we're all flailing at times, and our lives look way cooler on Instagram. For example, in episode 154, when Melissa Ambrosini told us how she was internally flailing while everyone thought she was thriving in her acting, dancing, and glamorous life, I can't tell you how many of our guests openly admitted that they just started their business with no idea what was going on, but figured it out along the way. I know personally, when Drew left his 9-to-5 and started his own business, I was faced with so much frustration because Drew thought, like, I knew everything. Like, I just like woke up one day and I knew how to do email marketing. I knew how to grow an Instagram following. I knew how to sell online courses. I knew how to do it all. And I wanted him to remember, like, bud, we all start somewhere. Like, I didn't know any of this. I went to school for public relations. It's a little different than what I'm doing today. And so what I love about this show and the way that our guests show up is that we're not afraid to admit that, like, we are these flawed, throwing caution to the wind humans, but we're open to learning and growing and being curious along the ride. And there is no better teacher than experience. I can't think of any better way to learn to ditch that doubt by just getting started. So if you've been here a while, you know that my motto is done is better than perfect. Perfect is boring. And I promise you that your humanness is what makes you unique and replaceable. One of the hardest things for me to learn when I was starting my business is that I didn't have to be perfect in order to be taken seriously. And I think after going to college for PR and writing professional press releases and looking at these big companies, I didn't realize that my brand could have this human aspect to it. And so my emails would be so formal. They'd be like, hello, sir and madam, thank you so much for reaching out and inquiring with Jenna Kutcher Photography. And it was hilarious because that's not who I am. Then these clients would show up at the coffee shop, and here I am pulling them in for a bear hug and asking them about their wedding day like I was their best friend. And so what I think is so beautiful, and what I realized that changed everything for me, is that that human aspect is going to connect you so much more than trying to be perfect. That real is going to trump perfection, and that people want to see other people like them. And so the more that I stopped hiding my failures and I leaned into them, and the more that I shared our struggles and just put them out into the world to let people know, like, we are works in progress, the more that my tribe really started to get behind me, to stand behind me and to say, like, me too, I'm not alone. And so I want for you to understand that being human is such a beautiful thing. And as you listen to this show, I want for you to remember that no matter how many accolades or awards or features or sales these women that are my guests have, none of us will say that we figured it all out, because none of us have. My last one is this, and it's something I've frankly been struggling with since we moved. You need community. I think one of the hardest parts of entrepreneurship is that feeling of isolation and being alone. So many of my guest stories talked about having a true tribe and creating a true community that supports and encourages your dreams and goals. I've been striving to create community from the Gold Digger podcast since day one, and I feel like this has been so apparent in every episode. I truly only choose to interview women that build others up and embody that community over competition movement that my friend Natalie Frank started. It is so easy to get competitive and chatty in this online world, but there is always, always, always enough to go around. I want for you to know that. And to hear more about this abundance mindset, I want for you to tune into bonus episode number 9, 5 mindset shifts to take your business to the next level. That is one of my favorite short episodes. And man, it could totally transform the way that you're looking at everything you're doing. I cannot tell you how much I've learned from this community in my own business and in my mentorship avenues. In this podcast, I interview countless women that I've met through community. By investing in my tribe, I've met the most incredible human beings who inspire me daily, many of who you've met on the show. There are countless women I've met through investing in community, like joining my mastermind group. You may remember interviews with the incredible Lori Harder, Amanda Bucci, Sarah Adler, Emma Natter, Katie Denauden, Ashlyn Carter, Christina Scalera, so many others. In these mastermind groups, entrepreneurs get together and collaborate. They help the others solve problems and build up one another's businesses together. If you have more questions about, like, what is a mastermind group, let me explain them and how they can impact your business. You can tune into episodes 64 and 145. So how do I highlight community? Because ladies, we need one another. This world is busy and demanding and full of comparison, and we have to find one another to support, offer advice, and create true connection, which is exactly why I made the Gold Digger Podcast Facebook group and the Gold Digger Podcast Instagram, because I want to be connected to you. And I want to connect you guys to one another. And with this whole network of dreamers and doers, I truly believe we're better together. By ourselves, this road is awfully lonely, but together we are truly unstoppable. So the 5 main themes I recognized after interviewing over 100 women is that no path is the same. Stay in your lane, sister, and continue on knowing that the path that you're on is made especially for you. Number 2, perseverance is huge. You're going to hear a lot of no's and you're going to say a lot of no's. But if you continue on and you fall back onto that why, you are going to have such a solid foundation to make decisions. Number 3, failure. It's going to happen. Just get ready, buckle up, and look at everything as an experiment that you can learn from. Number 4, none of us have it figured all out. I know it's easy for us to say that, but truly understand, none of us have it figured all out. We're all doing the best we can. We're basically winging it. And number 5, you have to find community. You have to find people that make you feel less alone. You have to find a way to come together with other people that get it so that you don't feel like you're isolated and on an island alone. To be honest, I get a little emotional writing this episode because I'm thinking about each and every single woman that I've interviewed on this show. Over 100 women. That's crazy. And each of them is so beautiful, so brilliant, each of them writing their own unique story that they're willing to share here. But all of them with common themes that we've discussed in this show, what I really hope is that this message hits you, that you're not alone. Your journey is unfolding exactly as it is meant to. Whether you are in a high point or a low, you are writing your own story. And I am so thankful that you're here and that you're tuning in. If there's anyone that popped into your mind during this episode and you thought, I really need to send this to so-and-so, please do it. We all love a thinking of you text. And if this is an episode that could impact someone else's day, I would sincerely love for you to connect us. I truly believe that we are all in this together. And I look forward to my next 100 interviews with incredible women that are sure to inspire you. Gold Diggers, thank you so much for spending your valuable time with me today. I hope that you know that you are worthy, you are enough, you are doing enough, and you are capable of digging your biggest goal. Until next time, Gold Diggers, I will talk to you super soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you Gold Digger, you.